everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for today's show. With me today is the author of the feedback book, Dawn Sinnott. How are you today, Dawn?
I'm good, thank you, Miro. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here in the studio, and thank you for having the time to join us today on this rather windy Thursday here in London. And for our audience, Dawn is a specialist trainer and coach working predominantly within the creative and media sector. She has worked globally, running management development in London, Brussels, New York, Moscow, and beyond. So that's quite a global reach, you could say.
Yes.
But we are, as we say, here in our comfortable London office. So she published a feedback book with us last October, which is full of top tips on motivating your team and improving your performance. And there are many things we can talk to Dawn about. So we will have this series of podcasts for our listeners, and we will go through many topics that we think Dawn can have some amazing insight for us. But we don't want to limit ourselves to too much or too little. So within the three episodes of Lid Radio that we have dedicated here with Dawn, we'll be chatting about employee well-being, people management, and collaboration. So today we'll be focusing on the theme of collaboration. What do we actually mean when we enter into a collaborative relationship, and what can we get out of it? So my first question for you, Dawn, is what is your definition of collaboration?
Yeah, it's a good question, because I think a lot of people say collaboration and they mean something else. My understanding of collaboration is the root of the word is in the Latin meaning to work together. And so there is shared responsibility, there's shared goals, and there's shared work. It's quite assertive. So that's where it's different to cooperation. It can be quite assertive. People stick up for what they believe in, but not at another party's expense. So it can take time, and it can need a lot of energy, but it's worth it in the long run.
And why do you think that collaboration seems to have become a bit of a buzzword lately? You hear it everywhere on social media platforms like LinkedIn and Twitter, etc. So everyone wants to do it, but no one seems to understand exactly why it's been given so many different meanings, and you can tell us more about it.
I think you're right. I've been doing quite a bit of work around collaboration for just about a year and a half now, actually, and it soon becomes apparent when I work with people on this that we have, for every person in the room, there's a different understanding of what collaboration is. And I think a lot of the buzz, as you say, around it has come from startups and the language of startups, and people in big organisations see that startups are collaborative, and so they think, right, we all need to do collaboration.
We need to get in on that as well.
Yes, so it is a bit of a buzzword in that sense. I also think some people use it as a bit of a Trojan horse when it's not what they really mean, but it just doesn't sound so directive to say to someone, right, we need you to collaborate, rather than can you just shut up and get
yes,
on with it.
Absolutely. So it's a more of a soft inclination to get a very strong message across. And I think that can definitely have impact, as you say. But going forward from that point, what are the potential pitfalls of entering into a collaborative partnership with someone? Because you mentioned startups, and I guess we're not only limited to them, but bigger companies and entrepreneurs, etc. Can you perhaps enlighten us a bit on that?
I think there are a few risks that it's well worth bearing in mind. And one that a lot of people don't factor in is it's time consuming. It really does take time for, say there's two parties involved in this collaboration, it takes time for them to figure out what each party wants and where, if at all, those different wants meet or can be met. And that takes time. There's got to be a lot of discussion. It also takes a lot of energy to get clear on what your own wants are and to build that empathy with the other party. So it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. It actually uses a lot of psychological and emotional juice to really collaborate effectively. And I think a lot of people underestimate that.
Now, you've raised a really interesting point here, because today, as a matter of fact, we had a very interesting internal session where we talked about our values as a company. There's a word that you mentioned in your response, which was empathy. And that's something that we actually talked about for quite a long time. And we came to the conclusion internally within LID that in order to collaborate, which was also a very important value for us, empathy is quite crucial. Do you perhaps share that opinion yourself, and can you tell us why? Because I get the feeling that sometimes people confuse empathy and sympathy, and they take stuff like emotional intelligence and IQ, EQ. Can you enlighten us a bit on that subject?
I think empathy is important for collaborating. We need to be able to put ourselves in the other person or people's shoes, in their seat, and figure out what the world looks like through their eyes. And to do that, if we're able to do that, then we really are building and showing empathy. I think people do mistake it for sympathy, which is, it's a different thing. We tend to feel that when we feel sorry for someone rather than when someone is succeeding. Whereas empathy would apply whether someone is succeeding or failing. You have empathy with them because you can see the world through their eyes in whatever situation it is. And I think we do need to have our empathy skills developed to quite a high degree to be able to pull off really effective collaboration.
Have you gone into any collaborations recently, you know, that you've entered personally yourself, or any brands you have worked with together on projects that you think really embody what collaboration is all about?
Yeah, I can think of a small recent example, if it helps. I've been doing some work for a music company, I probably shouldn't say who, and a lot of what I do, shameless plug, is 90-minute workshops. And the ideal group size for those, to keep the interaction levels going without having to be too rigid about the structure of the thing, my ideal number is about 16. And this client wanted to see if they could get 20 in, because they wanted to actually overbook, and then they thought they'd probably hit the mark with people dropping out on the day. Now, I had to really step up to collaborate with that, because it went against a lot of what I thought was going to work. But going back to your point, Mira, about empathy, I had to see it through their eyes. There are always dropouts on the day, and they wanted to get the best value for their money. In their shoes, what would I have done? Probably exactly what they were trying to do. So that helped me be a bit more grown up about it, frankly, and instead of having a hissy fit and saying, oh, I couldn't possibly do it with 20 people, to say, well, I don't know, it might work, it might be tough, it might not make any difference, we might end up with 16 anyway, so let's give it a go. And stay open to the possibility that they might be right and I might not lose.
Yes, I think the core lesson there is respond, not react, and be able to assert a situation in order to not break down the communication channel, which I think we can all agree is probably the number one reason to why project mismanagement, etc., can occur. And my next question is, do you have any golden rules for collaboration?
Ooh, give it time and make sure that everyone involved understands what collaboration is and isn't. It's like cooperation on steroids. You do need to be cooperative, but you also need to be extremely assertive and clear, crystal clear about what you want, what will and what won't work for you, and get clear on the same things for the other party. So those are essentials: being able to listen, being able to converse, being able to communicate effectively. Those are all important. And just making sure that when you say you're collaborating, you're not straying into asking people to comply or getting competitive with people, those sorts of things.
There's a time and place for everything, as they say.
Oh, yeah, there's a time and place for competition.
And my final question on the topic of collaboration is, it's a rather direct one, but I want to sort of expand on it in a way. And it's, is it worth the effort? But what I mean in that way is, how can we really measure results? Once we try to collaborate, you know, we try to get along, we try to understand the needs of our clients, engage with them, create that empathy link that we talked about. But how can we really document the results? How can we understand to see if it's working?
It's a good question. The classic metaphor that's used for what you get when you truly collaborate is, opposed to just compromising and saying, oh, let's go halves then, you know, you kind of divvy up the pie. When you truly collaborate together, you come up with a recipe for a different pie that neither of you would have done on your own, and you end up baking a bigger pie to divide between you. And it's bigger and better than anything you would have done if you'd just simply sliced it in half.
And with that, Dawn, that is the first of our series of podcasts for this week with Dawn. We would like to thank you for joining us today. And thank you, Dawn, again, for taking the time. And be on the lookout as this week we'll be releasing, as I said, multiple episodes featuring Dawn speaking on different topics. And our relevant links, of course, will be in the description below, where you can find out more about what Dawn does, links to Lid Publishing, and, of course, more about the feedback book. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Lid Radio.